Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red in the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellgood, and international
call. Interface complete.
Magazine.
KCGT and Knockhart Entertainment presents 12 dance crews competing for a $2,000 prize. Hip-hop, crunk, and dancehall. It's all happening Saturday, May 22nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston. There will be celebrity judges and performances.
Hold up, don't forget. Russell Ferguson, Ernest E. Knott Phillips, Status Quo, Ricardo Foster Jr., Anna Rockefeller Garcia, Hot Steps Dance Crew, YBS, and United Styles Crew.
All on Saturday, May 22nd at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston, New England. Don't miss this event. For tickets and info, call 617-233-3631.
HotStepsMagazine.com.
Hip-hop, crunk, dancehall, and much more. Saturday, May 22nd.
All brought to you by
Steps Magazine, the hottest dance competition in New England.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleeper jail as well. I'm both fucked up now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, dude, I'm still gonna rock Trey 4 regardless. That's my life. Trey 4 for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN business in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFNVisuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, terrible, bitch.
What's good, what's good? This your boy SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, aka DJ FTP, aka DJ For the People. Fuck the police, you know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
Alright, I had to get the little promos out the way, you know what I'm saying? Get the promos out the way, and that's how we do. Alright, check this out. We're going to be doing a little something different today, you know what I'm saying? Got some guests going to be calling in. We're going to talk about a couple of issues and a couple of things that popped off today and that's going down in the community. Y'all already know I always cover community issues, and that's what we're all about. And that's why I had to take like 30 minutes to start the show because I've been downtown getting our protest on. So, you know, my bad for the lateness, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about. Today is Time to Learn the Language Tuesday, though, you know what I'm saying, with your host. Yeah, I'm smelling so good. You're live right here on the Starship Smelly Prize, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio. Big ups to a couple of special guests, you know what I'm saying, off of here. I see Two-Man Army checking in, you know what I'm saying, registered and signed up. You can check them out at www.theofficial2manarmy. That's the number 2. Manarmy.com, you know what I'm saying, or myspace.com/2manarmy112, and you can see a lot of videos and other music and all that kind of good stuff. Also, big up Alexander84, you know what I'm saying, representing Singapore, you know what I'm saying, Akbar, Apakabar, to you my own wife, and Heavenly Angel, and over there in Washington, you know what I'm saying, looking at the president. And then we got Mr. Sinai way over there in the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying, teaching pot growers, you know what I'm saying, how to get it right. stop burning yourselves up, people, you know what I'm saying, what kind of shit is that? All right, yeah, this is It's that good porn music, people. I know everybody be digging my porn music. You know what I'm saying? Go get your own. All right. Freaking stay off of my porn, all right? That's how we do it. So what we're getting into today, we switching up languages. Actually, I got to figure out what language we're getting into today. We're switching up languages, though. We done covered everything from African language, Macedonian, Chinese, French, German, a little bit of Russian. We'll get into Russian later on, though. I don't know no Russians. You know what I'm saying? But I guess that is a good thing to know, though. You know what I'm saying? And shouts out to Florida UFOs. So, gotta figure out. Y'all, hold on just a second. I know what we're gonna be learning. And also, I want to give some shout outs, some special shout outs to Ms. Connie Burton and Brother Life. You know what I'm saying? They're part of the Black People's. I'll give you the whole correct acronym pronunciation. That's where I was this morning. That's why the show started a little late. We were down in front of the courthouse. And where we are at Monday through Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, I'm putting it down. And it's called the Black People's Advancement and Defense Organization, a community organization dedicated to defending and securing the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness of the people of Hillsborough County by any means necessary and making sure our tax dollars stop causing our pain and work for our prosperity. This is just a little background of what's going on here in Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Hillsborough County Commissioners, you know what I'm saying, starve us by intentionally denying us work and not creating jobs, which, you know what I'm saying, this is your chain of command. This is why I always say, you know what I'm saying, stop talking about some goddamn Obama. You know what I'm saying? Obama ain't got shit to do with your motherfucking personal situation. You know what I'm saying? Your present situation. You know, these people right here, your county commissioners, just apply this to your city. You know what I'm saying? Your county commissioners, you know what I'm saying? Your city councilmen, your housing authorities, you know what I'm saying? Your school district, your county school board, the local lawyers and judges in your counties and cities, you know what I'm saying? They work in your courthouses. Your local police or sheriff department, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's all the way down the line. That's your whole chain of command of people that's directly affecting you, and they got their foot on your neck, okay? If you want to go a little higher than that, then go ahead and then want to go to talk about, you know, your mayor, you know what I'm saying, then get above your mayor, then you're going to go into your governor and all that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? But the people that are directly causing the impact, you know what I'm saying, here in Tampa, Florida, you know what I'm saying, is the city council, you know what I'm saying, housing authority, because they keep out affordable housing, and then and in foreclosures, you know what I'm saying, they put a whole bunch of foreclosures up all around the place, and you know what I'm saying, make the neighborhood look bad. But then we also got the Hillsborough County School Board, which is good at suspension and expulsions, you know what I'm saying, but inferior in education. What we have here is called Florida Lottery. You know what I'm saying? The Florida Lottery is set up, well, supposed to be set up to generate funds in the education system. You know what I'm saying? But the millions of dollars that was supposed to go to education ain't went no motherfucking well. You know what I'm saying? Because we got failing schools. Real quick, a like, you know what I'm saying? Wrecking the game up in this mofo flipper, you know? We do it. And, what the hell is that? So this is a little problem that, you know what I'm saying, trying to address. So then we got, but through them, you know what I'm saying, we got, after the failing schools, you know what I'm saying, we got, they set up Powerball, which that was supposed to generate some more money. Powerball ain't doing nothing but doing just that, powerballing the goddamn community, you know what I'm saying? And taking everybody and taking money out of the pocket. So you got two, basically what I call them, and just like the courthouse, is two legal, illegal gambling systems. You know what I'm saying? That's actually set up, which is the same thing that you got out at Seminole Bingo, you know what I'm saying, with the Indians, and the way that they got that set up, you know what I'm saying, with Governor Chris intervened and allowed the slot machines and all the other kind of illegal gambling paraphernalia to be implemented, therefore getting a little kickback off of that, you know what I'm saying, from him allowing them to put the machines up in there. So this is all part of the plan. This is all part of, you know what I'm saying, this diabolical system that we got going on. Quick break. What's up, brother? I'm on the radio. I'm going to have to call you back.
Okay.
Give me, hour and 49 minutes.
Okay.
I'll hit you back.
All right.
All right, there we go. And let me beam in another special guest real quick. You know what I'm saying? All right. Welcome, Ms. Connie Burton, to the show. You know what I'm saying? She's the chairman of the BPADO, which is the Black People's Advancement and Defense Organization that I just give everybody the rundown on. How you doing today, Ms. Burton?
I'm doing fine, brother.
All right. Welcome to the show once again.
I really want to appreciate you for coming out this morning and participating in that demonstration and providing us with your electronic support, because, we always need to have eyes in front of us and behind us as we continue to fight for the liberation of our people.
Oh, definitely on that. That's what I was mentioning in life. He mentioned to me how they pulled a guerrilla tactic yesterday, and as with the news coming out and the way the police had positioned themselves, and
exactly.
What I stated, you know, was you have to. The problem is they peeped the scene and seen that you don't have any cameras out there defending you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the reasons too.
Exactly, and you know, we have enough people in our community that has been subjugated to this ongoing brutality by the state. Grandmamas watching grandsons, husbands, brothers, uncles, nephews, whatever, nieces, daughters. We're just watching a new legalized form of slavery to be moved forward in our community. And so as we as an organization continue to be on the forefront, we need all of our people to be fighting for the liberation of our people. No point in history, I don't care if it was a Supreme Court judge that was born in the 1800s under the Dred Scott decision all the way to the present. This court system has been fouled against the issues of African people, and we're going to have to take a very defined stance in freeing ourselves. I don't care how well they try to position their legal terms, and that somehow when you go inside of these courtrooms of hell that you might experience justice. The reality for our people, there's no justifiable reasons we should be now warehoused, stuffed to these prisons at the hands of these vicious judges. And only when the people didn't had enough, when the people got tired of slavery, when the people get tired of all of this ongoing oppression, then we're going to free ourselves. And we say the first step of freeing ourselves is getting organized so we can be on the same page.
Right. That's great. And I'll be sharing the video in just a minute. I actually have to upload it, and then I'll be sharing the video with the world. You know what I'm saying? Let the world see, because you know this is not no state problem. You know what I'm saying? This is a world problem. Because if anybody from any part of the world come down here, you know what I'm saying? You really will be subjected to the same abuse that we are already going through. We just the guinea pigs.
Yeah.
That they are just over abusing, you know. But you are subjected to the same discrimination. You know what I'm saying? It's a money issue. Believe that. They looking beyond color. They looking at your pockets and your financial status. So you know, everybody really is subject to the game. You know what I'm saying? It's just hitting our community directly in the gut. It's hitting us in the gut. You know, and it's affecting our generation.
All of their statistics support that the fact that crime is down. The problem is more and more our people are still going to jail. And I just want to make an announcement that on Saturday, this Saturday coming at the College Hill Library in Tampa on the corner of Martin Luther King and 26th Avenue, the Black People's Advancement and Defense Organization. We're going to be having a community meeting from 1 to 5 p.m. And so all of the listeners, all people that believe in justice and equality is invited to come out. That's this Saturday from 1 to 5, okay?
It's 1 to 5. That's what I'm talking about. I definitely will be there with cameras rolling. You know, we're also going to be going down when Professor McGriff, you know, come in town and speak on the 25th. So, you know, it's just a lot of events, you know what I'm saying, that we need to all be attending, really just for the unity of it all. You know, the community is so divided and so scared, you know, basically is what it is. You know what I'm saying? That when I went and talked to Warren Dawson and about my case, you know what I'm saying? You know, and he basically told me straight up in my face that you don't have the right to videotape the police. You don't have no freedom of speech in the way that I was commentating on my camera. So basically he telling me that, you know, I went to jail, you know what I'm saying, justly. You know what I'm saying? And they had a right to take me to jail.
You can look at any of these major news programs, whether it's MSNBC or CNN. If they send forth your iPod, if you got some breaking news.
If you got video footage, send it to them. Bay News 9 do that.
That's right.
Bay News 9 do that.
Again, that's only thing you have to do as a black person. Don't have to write that white citizens are afforded to. That's what we overturn. You know, a lot of times these are plus one thing because of their relationship to the state and their fear of a refusal to standing up for their people in just causes. So it'll make it so.
You know I'm on the radio, right?
Well, I just wanted to put that announcement out to you, brother. Thank you so much.
Okay. Sorry about that. Everybody keep hitting me up on the damn bat line. I'm right there with your points, though. You know,
okay.
I'm definitely right there
right
with
on.
Your points.
All right,
you know?
Well, have a good show.
And they're agreeing with that because I feel the same way. What gives them the right to be able to record us, but when they're in the wrong, we don't have that same right. What it? 110%. It's not gonna stop.
Yeah. Well, I had to ask him. I was like, well, what gives cops the right? You know what I'm saying? To do the videos that they do. You know what I'm saying? That don't make no sense. If cops can ride around and make a TV show out of arresting citizens, you know what I'm saying? And it, on every aspect, you feel me? I mean, from just prostitution to set up stings, you know what I'm saying? You know, so basically y'all bragging about the illegal shit that y'all do. That's the way I look at it. You know what I'm saying? You basically bragging. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I look at us. We're crooks. You know what I'm saying? And we're getting away with the shit. And then you go in front of the courthouse. You know what I'm saying? All you stupid motherfuckers spending thousands of dollars on getting a lawyer and shit, thinking that shit meant something. And then, you know what I'm saying, $10,000 later, yeah, you might have beat the case, but shit, they don't beat your fucking pocket. They don't
just
beat your shit out your pocket. And now you're broke. And now, in about a year or two, you're going to be right back in jail anyway, because whatever got you into that situation and got you that money, you're going to have to get right back to that same state to get back to that status that you was currently at. And then they got you. You know what I'm saying? They got you. And now they got to, and then when you try to go back the second time, it might be the same thing. Well, we already beat you this time, so you know it's going to be double. You know what I'm saying? To beat it this time. See what I'm saying? Now you in that whole motherfucking circle. The Catch 22 game. You know what I'm saying? And basically gonna be screwed. You know.
So how we explain it? It's not designed for you. The system is designed against you. I don't care how you feel you win, you still lose because if it costs you, it costs.
Not calling
it's being
okay,
real, you know what I'm saying? How can
okay?
You go to the court, the public defender, they work for the state. Attorneys, they claim they work for you, but in all, they still work for the state too because the line is get your money one way or the other.
pocket game, man. It's a pocket game. We caught up in the pocket game, people. But
you want to give it
to? I got footage, you know. So I'm gonna show y'all. I'm gonna show y'all some crazy shit that I pointed out. You know what I'm saying? This is just watching too much motherfucking Monk. You know what I'm saying? Standing in front of the courthouse, and one thing I noticed that they got four security guards to check people into the courthouse. Four different security services. Okay, you got OCS, and you got I know that it was in the white and black pants. You had the dudes in the brown, look like state troopers. Then you had the actual sheriffs themselves, and then there was one other agency. I don't even know what the hell they was for. You know what I'm saying? But they had some kind of security badge shit on. So it's like four different agencies. When initially, you know what I'm saying, the sheriff's department was the one that they're supposed to run everything. You know what I'm saying? But now they done got so uppity. You know what I'm saying? The world, oh shit, we got enough money, we can outsource. We can hire security, fucking private security agencies to come in just to scan you to come into the fucking courthouse. And what's so amazing is they got six big ass doors, double doors that you can walk in. I mean that to get, you know, at least 100 people in at a time. You know what I'm saying? But they only got one door to leave out of. And that bitch is half the size of all the doors. Well, look at here. But the only thing I say that's retrospective of, you know what I'm saying, yeah, you come in with big pockets, you know what I'm saying, and then your ass going to leave out with little pockets. You know what I'm saying? You came in with big expectations through these big doors, and now you're leaving out with little expectations, you know what I'm saying, through these other little doors. You know what I'm saying? It's a revolving door effect. You know, took pictures of blind justice. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they got the lady blind tied up in that motherfucker. Oh, that's a little too symbolic for me. You know what I'm saying? But they put it right out in your face. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's Lady Liberty or some shit. Like, that is correct. But, hey, that's what happened today, people. That's where I was this morning. You know what I'm saying? 8 to 10, you know what I'm saying? We holding it down in front of the courthouse. And, you know, you got to fight for justice, man, because it ain't just this, it's just us, you know what I'm saying? And if you ever been inside the courthouse, you ever been in jail, whether it's been justly or unjustly, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. Process is not a good thing. It's not something you want to take your kids through as a field trip, you know what I'm saying? You don't even want to take them on a field trip and have them go through that motherfucking process, because it's all that shit is just mental, you know what I'm saying? And it's not cool, you know what I'm saying? So, time to learn language, man. You know, getting El Serioso up in this mofoso. Something like that. So, we at war right now, right? So, let's see. Croatian? Greek? Haitian, Creole. How about Creole? Or Italian? We got Italian. Japanese, anybody? Japanese? All right. I got to get some votes real quick. Huh? What did you say?
Not that I know.
I'm trying to take a vote, you know what I'm saying? What we going, what's the new language, you know what I'm saying, for the next 4 weeks, goddamn it, because that's how long we stay on one language, 4 weeks. Four consecutive weeks. Creole. All right. That's the first one that popped up. That's the first one we're going in. The Haitian Creole. This is for Masai Passe Maboulay peoples out there. And that's the only thing I know because I'm watching Rick Ross videos. There we go. Let me see. I can even download this shit. Just go straight off the website. I think. All right. We're going to do the Creole. All right. Let's get some background music popping in. Well, Mr.
Probably somewhere floating around. Give or take.
Oh, yeah. get some more Two Man Arm in the background while we download some lists to get this El Bango Stardetto. Yeah, something like that. All right, we got Quick Start. Alright. Let's see. Download the list. What the hell is that? Alright, people. Here we go. We're going to get into it. This is the Haitian Creole. If you'd like to participate in the language learning program on Tuesday time to learn a language, you can call area code 347-237-5125 and sound just as embarrassing as I will. It's all about support here, people. So you hit the lines, all right? Get the ass on the lines, all right? Just get on there. That was French Creole. My last name, oh, it's French and Creole. Heavenly and Angel, that ain't French and Creole. Just a little joke there, people. All right, check it out. Alright, y'all, here we go. Getting off into it. Bricks. Blue. 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 Blah. Blacks. Blacks. Blah. Blocks.
Like, what
the hell? Gotta fuck up somebody's last name. Boy, I ain't going to the house. Blah. Blah. Gotta speak to Blah. It's Mrs. Blah. Blah. Oh, man. Shout out to Heavenly Angel. Nice last name. Yeah. Won't be saying that in the future. I'll stick to the Heavenly Angel. Yeah. All right. First word we're getting into is, now we can't supersize this. I can't see, man. I need extra large. Extra large to menu. All right. Doo-doo-doo. All right. First one we got is N-O-N. Of course, you know what I'm saying? None, which is no.
No.
No. Motherfucker, that's non. But they spell it N-O-N. No.
No.
All right, first word, N-O-N, no. All right, we got 14 to go, goddammit. Here we go.
We.
Yes. Is we. W-I. We. Something like French. Damn. Y'all, French and Creole all run kind of hand in hand, too, people. Y'all going to learn, actually understand that when we going through these, you're going to be like, damn, that sound like French. Well, yeah, because they run hand in hand. French and Creole run hand in hand. So W-I is we. Yes, we.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, which is used when excusing oneself. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Space M-W-E-N. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Like M-1. Like 1. All right, slow it down, people. Excuse me, one. Excuse me, one. One. I'm sorry. One. All right. We're still moving on. We're moving on. Food and water. So, well, I'll be the herd kicking in. Hey, well, this is regular speed now.
Well, it gets up.
What the f*** you got in your mouth?
Well, it
gets up.
Well, it gets up.
Okay, let's see if we can understand that in slow-mo.
Drunk it a little bit. No.
Right. Now, what the fuck is that? Hit the dick out of your mouth, sir, before speaking the language.
Where is it?
Where is it? Fuck, are you chewing tobacco? Trying to speak the language? MWEN space REGRE with the little tilde mark T space SA. Mun regretsa. I'm sorry when expressing regret.
When
regretsa. Somebody give me a breakdown of pronunciation if anybody can pronounce that. Oh, we got Mr. Sinai calling in. There we go. Have some talk with Matt. We got a French speaker coming on the line, people. You know I'm playing. Oh, man. Just a quick second. You know what I'm saying? I beam them on up. Beam them on up in here. All right, people. Y'all got to hold your ears. You know, I give y'all a fair warning. You know what I'm saying? Because we got to do a hard beam. You know what I'm saying? He's coming from the Netherlands. So, you know, got to make sure, you know what I'm saying, he make it. All right, so here we go. Timmy, where you at? Go ahead and hit the button for
Timmy.
Me. All right. All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
All righty then.
My hat is on backwards. Leave me back.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Uh-oh.
Next time I'll walk. You know what movie that is, right?
Spaceballs.
Yeah, that's the one. Love the
Schwartz
movie.
May
be with
Schwartz
you.
Be with you.
I hate it when we get our swords twisted.
Yeah. Sorry, people. Yes, we are old 80s nerds. God damn it. That shit came out. That's just as worse as fucking Back to the Future, you know what I'm saying? That's about equivalent, you know what I'm saying? From my old song, Back in Time. Y'all want to hear that? That's the old jam, too, you know what I'm saying? All right, well, fuck it. Mr. Sinai, what's up today, my brother? How you doing today, man?
I'm doing fine. I'm back home from work. I do got to eat, though, so I got to cut it short someday because I got to go to the store and pick up some food to prepare. But what language are you teaching today?
Yeah, man, we're gonna get into your favorite language, man. Your favorite language.
And that is?
Creole!
What?
Oh. Is there any Haitians in the Netherlands?
Sorry, I didn't quite get that.
Haitians. Haitian people.
Haitians from, what country is that? Haiti?
Haiti. Yeah.
80. I'm sure there are some. Not a lot, I think.
He's working on it, people. He's working on it. Okay. Well, that's what we learned in the day. You know what I'm saying? Just in case you run into the one or two or three of them that might be there, you can speak their language. Yeah. But now, the thing about this is you speak French, don't you?
Un peu. Je ne parle pas de français.
Oh, okay. So that means you speak a little bit.
I can tell the French people that I don't speak French.
Oh, well, I can say that in every language. El no o. Ich
que?
El no o. Oxtano-O. Ish, I don't know. O.
You the E. Huh?
Y'all want to come to my school of language learning, goddammit. Y'all be fucked up. Hey. Oh, man. They come out speaking goddamn English, Span, Mexican, Borean, Indian. Yeah. All those wrapped into one. You know what I'm saying? Understand? So what we're going to do, man, is get into some Haitian Creole, trying to tune up some good old 80s music, since everybody's so in tune to want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'll go ahead and bless you guys with the Hueys. You remember the Hueys? Anybody?
Yeah.
What's going on here, man? You guys.
I don't give a fuck.
Huh? That what you telling me? Is that what you're telling me?
Almost.
This is Huey Lewis in the News. It's called Back in Time. This is background music, though. Good old 80s music. Stuck in the 80s. I'm talking about. I'm finna roll my sleeves up, put a pack of Marlboros in it, cuff my jeans, you know what I'm saying? Put me some old Chucks on. Pull the shoestring extra fucking tight to where my circulation about to cut off so I can hardly motherfucking walk straight and then get on my grind. Run some of y'all back. Like, damn, man, I used to look just like that.
But then you have to wear nut huggers.
Hey, looking like one of the T-Birds and shit. You know what I'm saying? All grease. All right. That bad. Or should I say, muin regretsa. Yeah, I'm sorry. Muin regretsa.
Muin regretsa.
Muin.
Muin.
Excuse muin. M-W-E-N, so it's muin. Okay, so when we go over here to El Fucked Up Old. Does that sound just as fucked up to me as anybody else, or does that sound correct? That sounds fucked up. Really got slow.
I saw him pretty low. I have trouble hearing him. So if you can speak up, if you can raise his volume, that would be great.
Oh. Well, check this out. How about I raise the volume? There you go. Is that loud enough for you? That's what I'm talking about. Let's get back into it. You can't understand that. It's not my phone connection either, people. It's this gargled.
Muen regretsa.
I don't know. He just sounds fucked up.
He sounds stoned.
Oh, right, there we go. We
like him.
He's an English speaker. Yeah. Tambri. T-A-M-P-R-I.
Tambri.
It's please. That's how you get asked for please. Please pass the weed. Tambui. You got to know that, people. Tambui. You got to be polite when you ask for marijuana. You know what I'm saying? Please
herbal.
Pass the herbal. So, tambui, herbal.
The herbal.
Tambui. All right, we're moving on.
How you say pass the blunt?
That's the same shit in French. Merci, like merci beaucoup. You know what I'm saying? Merci. Thank you, right?
Merci.
Thank you very much. Merci. Yeah. M-E-S-I. M-E with the utility mark, S-I. Merci. Merci. It's thank you. Oh, messy, messy me. Help the children.
That
oh,
sound real funny. Lord have mercy.
Okay.
It'll mess up the terminology.
No, man, we've been talking, we've been speaking that language all the time. Lord mercy. You know what I'm saying? Man, my room is messy. You know what I'm saying? Messy. Thank you. So we've been actually complimenting our dirtiness all this time. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Thank you for the dirtiness. Messy, messy. Yes, thank you. Thank you. I'm dirty. I know. All right. Keeping this thing moving, people. We said that already. Did I get back in the damn card list? Excuse me, man. E-S-K-I-Z-E space M-W-E-N. Excuse me, man. Excuse me.
Is it you say?
Excuse me. Hey, Skeezer. Skeezer. Skeezer one. Yeah. You know what Skeezer is then,
Sorry, excuse me.
You know
to apologize.
A skeezer. You never heard. Ain't never nobody. Hey, a skeezer, what's up? You ain't nothing but a skeezer.
Hey, I'm lucky
that
enough
old,
to be able to speak normal English.
Old skeezer.
That whore.
What? See, this is the purpose of this program, people. See, we don't only teach Haitian and Creole. We teach you a little slang in between. You know what I'm saying? E-tronics or bonics or whatever they want to call it. You know what I'm saying? Shit. It's all language. Excuse me. Yeah, skeezer. Oh, just to get back to that. A skeezer is also a whore. A whore. Bitch. Bench. Punk-ass bitch. Fuck you, bitch. Or anything around that. That's a skeezer. You know what I'm saying? Trifling ass biatch, sleeping around ass biatch, anything around that. That's a skeezer. Okay, people, and we're moving on. All right. Bonsoir. That French?
Yes, bonsoir. Good evening.
All right, good evening. Bonsoir. B-O-N-S-W-A. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
And you would say to a woman, bonsoir, mon ami. Oh. You got to do the French grunt at the end. Oh.
How do you say star, star, star you in Haitian?
What?
The chat
star,
room.
Star,
Alex,
star, you.
Alex was cursing in the chat room. So that
oh.
Got all French right. To a few stars.
Okay, you know that's how they
I think he meant that. Yeah, that's
how you say
exactly
fuck.
That.
This is not that type of program, sir. Okay, this is all for positive language purposes. We'll actually have to call
positive language. So you learned me to tell skeezer so I can get my ass kicked if I'm ever over there. And at the
oh, well, you know, well, that's in tune with the 80s theme. You know what I'm saying? That's the 80s. Ain't nobody going to know what you're talking about, man. Ain't nobody. You say skeezer nowadays, they'd be looking for some bell bottoms on you or something. Like, God damn, man. I ain't heard that
since 85.
Huh?
They would want to ring if I would have gotten in a DeLorean and made it back from the past into the future.
Oh well, yeah, then they would have been questioning their existence. You know what I'm saying? Probably been running and shit like it's real. Oh. Alright. And we're moving on. Couple of more people, getting just music. That's bonsoir. Alright, good morning. Bonjour. Okay, we're back in French, people.
Bonjour, I can say that.
All right, bonjour. B-O-N-J-O-U, bonjour. Good morning.
Bonjour.
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 Party time.
They don't pronounce the R, though. The French pronounce the R, and there's an R in, in the end of the word.
Yeah, they say bonjour.
Bonjour.
They say bonjour, and then French is bonjour.
Oui.
But see, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Yeah, so they taking the R. Yeah, they take the R off of bonjour. I bonjour. Don't piss me off. I bonjour. Oui. I bonjour.
You did.
Oh, man, my bad, people. I shouldn't do that because I fucked people up. They're like, damn, man. You're going to be somewhere and be like, I bonjour you. Excuse me. Good morning. Good morning to you, too. Oh, man. Welcome to Smelly's fucked up school of arts. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll teach your kids. Shit. Come and give you some of that taxpayers' money. Keep firing. All right. Uh-oh, we got the guy back again. He make hello sound fucked up. How you do that? Three-letter word, A-L-O.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. I used to always say that anyway. I didn't know I was speaking Creole. You know what I'm saying? Allo, allo, allo. I always say that. You never, see, people, you actually be speaking different languages every day. You don't even know it.
Maybe. We're natural.
Yeah, we're all linguists. It might be too many S's on there, but we're that. You know what I'm saying? All right. Allo. Oh, they spell that shit totally different.
Au revoir.
Yeah, but they spell it differently. Okay, goodbye, people. It's au revoir. O-R-E-V-W-A. Like au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. But the R is silent.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Yeah, au revoir. Au revoir, weed man. Au revoir. All right, we're getting into a little hard one here. How are you? How are you? You got to know this one, though. This is something very important to always know, you know what I'm saying, when you're meeting and greeting, you know what I'm saying? You got to ask how the person, you know, how are you today? You know, like German is wie geht's, you know what I'm saying, was ist los, you know.
And French is ça va.
Is who?
Ça va.
Say,
Saba, how are you doing? And the other one replied, Saba,
oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm doing
that's
all right.
That's right. Saba. Saba.
No, Saba. What's
Saba.
What's the Haitian?
hold on.
Como oui?
Como oui? Como oui?
Come on, we.
Come on, we.
Come on, we.
Come on, we.
Come on,
we, man. Come on, we.
Come on,
we. Come on with the weed, man. Come
that,
on,
that's something an old man would say if he couldn't get its dig up.
Come
on,
we.
Come on, we.
Come on, we.
Come on, we.
Come on, we. All right. K-O with the little mark over top. M-A-N. Space O-U space Y-E with a question mark. And I don't know how to spell out the question mark, but it's one now.
Come on, we.
Come on, we.
Come on, we.
It's like come on, we. For all my pieheads out there, just take the D off of it. Come on, we.
We.
Come on, we.
Come on, we.
Speaking of come on, we. Time for
some more.
I'm fine. Thank you. That's super slow.
Merci.
When you got to get that when down. That's been very common as we keep seeing people. That's popping up every freaking where, okay? So when, M-W-E-N space T-R-E with a little tilde mark space, B-W-E-N comma, M-E with the little tilde mark S-I. Muy très bien, merci. Yeah, he said way the fuck faster than me, but.
Muy très bien,
merci.
Muy très bien, merci.
Muy très bien, merci.
Muy très bien,
merci.
Muy. Muy. M-W-N.
That's
more
Spanish.
Muen. M-Wen.
Muen.
M-U-N.
Muen.
M-U-E-N.
M-W.
That's what I'm saying. Creole, Spanish.
It's like you're just saying when. Muen tre.
Muen
tre bien, Messi.
Muen
tre bien, Messi.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody want to try that?
Muy très bien, merci.
Muy très bien, merci.
Muy bien, merci. Okay, something like that.
The first word is more a Spanish word than a French, though, so I have trouble pronouncing that. The other words are all right.
Oh. Yeah, we need to have a test. I ain't administered a test in none of these mofo flippers.
Oh, I said I had to cut the show early, right?
Oh, shit.
If you're hamming out a test, I better be gone then.
My name is Muen Rele. Last one, people.
How you say that? My name is... No.
Muen Rele?
It's still the same word, N-W-E-N space R-E-L-E.
Muy-re-li.
But every time you hear somebody else say it, like they fuck it up.
Muy-re-li.
Even more. Yeah, like, damn.
Muy-re-li.
That fucking,
Muy-re-li.
Sylvester Stallone and shit. Muy-re-li.
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 Adrian.
This guy doesn't really enjoy talking into these tapes, right? Doesn't sound like he's having fun.
I mean, shit. I need to damn just send my damn show to these motherfuckers, because shit. Y'all, man, y'all need some help on these pronunciations. Damn. Man. All right. When really?
When really?
Muen Reli. Muen Reli. My name is Muen Reli. Muen Reli. I don't know how to even put a beat to that.
Like what you said.
I'm trying to rap, but can't do that one. All right, people. And, we're going to keep working. And that will do it. We're going to just run right back through the list real quick. All right. N-O-N. None is no. Yes is we, W-I, we. Excusez-moi.
Excusez-moi.
I'm sorry. Excusez-moi. All right, I'm sorry. And that's used when excusing oneself. You know what I'm saying? When you farted and shit. Excuse me. Excuse me, El Pastor Gasso. Yeah. And you got this fucked up, dude. Muen regretza. I'm sorry. That's used when expressing regret. You came too fast. Like, muen regretza.
Come on, we. Come on, we.
Yep, get it up.
Ah, man, you guys are going to hell in the handbasket. All of you, man. Jeez, where you got to get this stuff from? All right, keep it moving.
Tambui.
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 By the name.
Tambui. Tambui.
Tambui. Tambui. Bonjour. Come on, we. Now, I don't know why I just said it, but it sounded good. It sounded Haitian-ish. Something like that. Please, people, do not have your kids listen to this show. They will be picking up the wrong shit. Tell you. I just hope y'all have an adult mind to where y'all can decipher the madness that surrounds this whole adventure right now. Okay, and we keep it moving.
Messy.
Messy. Like messy. I like to messy everybody out there. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? You know, for being messy. Messy. All right. Messy. Excuse me, man. Fuck it, I'm going to say it the way I said. Excuse me, man. Yeah, I said it right. The motherfucking Haitian going to be looking at me all quick. It's not this, that excuse me. Well, excuse me, man, motherfucker. That's it. The way I said it. You say potatoes, I say potatoes. Shit. Like I say again, damn it. Tomatoes, tomats. I say tomats. You know, fuck it. All right, and we'll keep it moving. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. You gotta say it like the little black skunk off of the cartoon. Bonsoir, my love. I will cherish you. I will bring you flowers and candy. I cannot bring you weed, for that is for me. Oh, my bad. That's good evening, people. Bonjour. Bonjour. Good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Hello. And you have to say it deep and dumb, just like that, in order for it to be correct. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Like that? I don't have any trouble with that.
I thought that was a Japanese person. It's like, hello.
You want me to talk dumb? I can do that. That's pretty easy.
Oh, man. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Okay.
Hello.
Uriva. 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 Uriva.
Imagine the Metro theme song in French.
I don't know Metro because I don't have it anymore. I know the song. Oh, yeah, that is the hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. I'm about to send that in. I get paid off of doing that. Hey, I just translated y'all goddamn shit.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. That's a new commercial,
hello,
man.
Hello, can you go?
Au revoir. All right, come on with the weed. We should all remember that. Come on, we. Come on, we. Come on.
Come on, we. Come on, we.
Come on, we.
Come on, we.
Come on, we.
Well, that's a good sound in there. I think that's the best fucking word we done learned out of every language. Come on, we. Just because it sounds so natural. Come on, we. Ah, man. Hey, you guys are going to hell in the handbasket. Yeah.
Muy
très
bien,
merci. Muy très bien, merci. I'm fine, thank you. Muy très bien, merci. All right, last but not least.
Muy
really. Trying to say like he fucked up. Muy really. Took too many pills, homie.
Muy
really. My name is Muy really. Smells so good. There you go. All right, and that will do it for the lesson one. Quick start of Haitian Creole. Yeah. All right. And if you want to go and get your own, let's go to www.byki.com, which is before you know it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's going now. I got the weed candy, too. You know what I'm saying? What the hell is Poppy or Mento?
Aruba, Bonaire, that area.
Oh, Aruba. Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you to the something, something, something more else, because I forgot the rest of the old-ass song, but all right.
I can give you a sentence, and you think about it hard, and I'll give you the answer tomorrow.
Oh, shit, that sounds like homework, people. All right, everybody, put your caps on. We got to fucking go back to school. Here we go.
Okay, I got a sentence for you. Kuya diba mama santa si. Kuya diba mama santa si. If someone knows it tonight.
Okay, hold on. Kui. Kui is how. Okay, kui how. Break it all the way down. I'm going to break this motherfucker down, y'all. Y'all watch this here. Watch this. Watch this jinsu as I break this shit on down. Okay, kick it out to me. Kick it out. Pow!
You mean me?
What the fuck is going on, man? Hell yeah, you came with this.
Kuya. Di ba mama santa si.
You said something about my mama. And I don't even appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? I don't really appreciate you talking about my mama. And you talking about you coming to see. You coming to see my mama? That what you saying?
Oh, you wait until I say what I really just said. You're going to say, I can't believe that you said that on air.
Oh, it's something about how is your mama's, I don't know, butt or something.
You're getting closer, but no.
Oh, well, it's not over the top for this show.
Wait, I'll send it to you in a private message.
Yeah. Hey, let's see. I might need to call these motherfuckers. Worry that the Gulf oil spreading into major current. BP said Monday it was siphoning more than one-fifth of the oil that has been spewing into the Gulf for almost a month. As worries escalated that the ooze may reach a major ocean current that could carry it through the Florida Keys and up in the East Coast, which is what they plan to do if they can hold out long enough and fool the American people as well as the world, thinking that this shit did not happen before. But as I keep pointing out, the same fucking bullshit happened 25 fucking years ago. There's a counter-intelligence plan already in place. They just don't want to implement it until they make enough money and raise enough rhetoric to fool enough people. Okay, and I move on. BP, PLC Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles, said Monday on NBC's Today that a mile-long tube was funneling a little more than 1,000 barrels. 42,000 gallons of crude a day from a blown well into a tanker ship. The company and the U.S. Coast Guard have estimated about 5,000 barrels, which is a lie. 210,000 gallons have been spewing out each day. Engineers finally got the contraption working on Sunday after weeks of failed solutions. Why the fuck would you be putting millions of dollars into a contraption? Right. However, millions of gallons of oil are already in the Gulf of Mexico. Researchers told the Associated Press that computer models show the oil may have already seeped into a powerful water stream known as the loop current. The fuck kind of shit y'all keep making up. Which could propel it into the Atlantic Ocean. Yeah, a boat is being sent later this week to collect samples. Why the fuck it ain't going now? I mean, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck is that? This can't be passed off as it's not going to be. Bitch, it's already a problem. This says William Hogarth, Dean of the University of South Florida's College of Marine Science. We need to call him. This is a very sensitive area. We are concerned with what happens in the Florida Keys. Yeah, but are you concerned? This shit already happened before. and these motherfuckers is just waiting until enough of that shit spews out to where all you stupid motherfuckers panic and shit, and they can turn around and say, hey, this is why we had to jack up the seafood. Hey, this is why you guys can't go to the beach. Hey, this is why your whole fucking damn tourist season is fucked up in your summertime and it's probably going to be spent somewhere else besides coming to your natural motherfucking destinations. Thank you, United States of America. You got to love them. United States of assholes, I should say. BP, PLC engineers, remotely guided robot submersibles, had worked since Friday to place the tube into a 21-inch pipe nearly a mile below the sea. After several setbacks, it was working. Both shuttles acknowledged there was still work to be done to get the device working at full capacity. But you motherfuckers can fly a goddamn rover and rove around on the goddamn moon and shit, but you can't put something in the goddamn water and just let it sink to the fucking bottom and clamp the damn shit closed. Man, what the fuck ever, man? I'll buy that for no dollars. All right, and that ought to tell you something with Johnny Five. Y'all remember Johnny Five? Johnny Five is alive. Johnny Five was blowed up. Johnny Five went in the water, out the water. You feel me?
Sure.
Underwater. Huh? Hell, goddamn mm-hmm. Johnny Five. I don't know the name of the motherfucking movie. Johnny Five, goddammit. That was the motherfucking robot. I remember that. I remember the fact that that motherfucker went into some goddamn water and came the fuck back out of some goddamn water. Now, you can say it's a movie.
It is Short Circuit.
Huh?
Short Circuit.
It did or did?
No, that's the name of the movie, Short Circuit.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Five is
alive.
Yeah. Telling you, man. So that was shit. God damn it, that was Back to the Future age and shit. When it was already, well, that was in the 90s, actually. But still, it was a while back. You know what I'm saying? To show you that, you know what I'm saying, the shit is possible. So, you know, I don't. I'm done reading that, you know what I'm saying, because all this shit is the big fucking hoax, you know what I'm saying, it's a lie, it's more lies, and if anybody want to tell me that they ain't lying, call 347-237-5125 and tell me why they ain't lying, and then I'm a motherfucker sending your ass to wikipedia.com, look up IXTOC1, you ain't got to say nothing to me, go look up IXTOC1, you explain to me what the fuck that is, and if you don't know what the hell it is, call me. And I'll break it all the way down to you, explain what the hell is already going on. It's the same fucking scenario. Everything you read in the news happened 25 years ago in goddamn June of 1979. They took over 290 days to motherfucking cap the oil, but they did find a solution to cap the oil. They eventually found out that flooding the same fucking hole that you goddamn dug, which is the same shit that we do anyways, and that's put the same motherfucking mud back into it, we'll seal the shit back the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? That it's just a no-brainer, but apparently these motherfuckers is trying to make it seem like it's a real big issue and it's a real big problem. So, listeners of this show, you have been enlightened. You have been set on a path. Check it out. Okay. Hey, I like that one. I can use that one. How you say that again? Is there cyanide? Speak that old, what is it? Kuya diba mama.
Wobble.
Alright, check this out. We got something from the Netherlands. Netherlands Antilles. What the f*** is that?
Yeah, check it out. There's a map. I wouldn't
wow,
mind being
that
there.
Looks fucking, hell yeah. In the 18th century, St. Eustatius was the most important Dutch island in the Caribbean. Yeah, with that picture, I see why. Damn, y'all shitting on Florida, man. Wow. The Netherlands Antilles is previously known as the Netherlands West Indies or Dutch Antilles West Indies, consists of two groups of islands that form part of the Lesser Antilles in the Caribbean Sea. The islands are Curaçao, or Curaçao, am I saying that right?
Curaçao.
Curaçao, that's how you say it?
Curaçao.
Curaçao.
Yeah.
Oh, Curaçao and Bonaire, which are just off the Venezuelan coast, and sent you...
Eustatius.
Okay, Saba and Saint Martin.
I think the English pronounce it like that. It's Saint Martin.
Well, I don't speak English, brother.
You speak? What do you speak?
Oh, I don't know, man. I speak in between and shit. That's that new language.
I can speak in between.
Yeah, I speak in between. Saint Martin, okay, which is located southeast of the Virgin Islands, where there's no virgins. These islands form in honor as part of the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Kingdom of the Netherlands. What is that?
We are a kingdom. We have a queen.
What?
She cute?
No, she is not. She is the same age as my mother, and she even looks the same. So, no, she's not cute.
You got some daughters?
Well, they brought in an Argentinian princess who's going to be, no queen, because her husband is becoming king, but she's pretty cute.
Yeah, usually anybody from Argentina, in my view, looks pretty deep.
The plenipotentiary. What the fuck is that? Plenipotentiary of the Netherlands Antilles. Marcel van der Plank. Frido Kroos. Prime Minister Jan Ber Balkenende.
Jan-Peter Balkenende.
Yeah, there you go. Balkenende.
Balkenende.
And your government is made up of parliamentary democracy and constitutional monarchy. What the fuck is all that?
Do I have to explain that? You can dedicate an entire show to that. I'd rather not get into that. Oh, man, politics, come on.
Man. Let's see who we got here. That dates all the way back too far that I want to be bringing up. Let's see. Your present kingdom is established, 1815. And how many people? 17 million people as a 2009 estimate. And
that's including the Netherlands.
Huh?
That's including the Netherlands.
What do you mean, including the Netherlands?
They pick those islands, about five or six islands, and that belongs to the Netherlands. So it's added up 17 million. There are about 16.5 million in the Netherlands and 500,000 over there.
Yeah, okay. Y'all drive on the right side of the road. Congratulations. It's like, what does that mean?
You always got to drive on the right side of the road, if you know what I mean.
Well, no, because some countries actually drive on the left.
Yeah, but if you go and drive on the right side, you're driving on the wrong side. You got to drive on the right side.
Oh,
right.
Just be on the right side. Oh, all right. Let's see what else we got digging up here. And Wikipedia go all into it. Papiamento is an official language in Aruba, in the islands of Bonaire and
Curaçao,
in the Netherlands Antilles. English is an official language on the islands of Saba and Saint Eustatius, as well as the island area of Saint Maria, Martin. Also in the Netherlands Antilles, Spanish, though not among the official languages, is widely spoken on the islands. in Friesland, the West Friesian language. Is it Friesian?
Friesian, yeah.
Friesian language. Okay, Friesland. So the West Friesian language is an official language. And you got the Dutch Low Saxon and Limburgish.
Yeah, that's my language.
Limburgish. Ain't that Limburger?
Limburgish is way down in the south of the Netherlands. It's a province where people speak a dialect that hardly anybody can understand.
So y'all grow Limburger cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, can't hang around you, guy. All right.
No, I don't eat it. It's made here.
That is where it comes from?
I wouldn't know. I think it's the region where they pick a part of Belgium and a part of Germany and the province that we are in, and that's called Limburg. It spreads out over three countries.
Oh. Well, thank you, Smarty Pants, for that.
DJ Smarty,
I live here.
Crawl in the cunt of your mother, you know. Somebody just told me that in my ear. You know,
it's real.
What happened? You know,
continue without me, but I will tune back in.
Yay!
Yeah, gotta go handle this.
Get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
Ooh! Oh, bitch.
Alright, Mr. Party Time, what you need me to beam you off or something?
Yeah, you can beam me off. I gotta go down here to the Tampa Police of Flops. And,
He got it. He got a 2 o'clock meeting, people. Yeah, I'll tell y'all about this after he get off, because he need to go handle that for you, boy. Appreciate it. Okay. I got to call Big P, too, so.
Bye-bye.
All right, people, let me beam him off. That's Mr. DJ Party Time. He is going down to do a great public service, man. And being that he's going down to talk to the detective as part of my motherfucking case, that I'm involved in against the city, you know what I'm saying? And, I got to open the case against the internal affairs. So the motherfuckers need to give me my just dessert, goddamn it. Y'all owe me because I ain't with that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? It's all right, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my gun ran out. You know what I'm saying? My gun ran out. I was going to shoot another one. All right, people. You already know what time it is. It's not a good day to die, you know what I'm saying? It's time, people.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle Benny's and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
Right. Anybody know what that sound is?
The Nutty News.
Oh, I got to roll up, man. Smoke them if you got them. If you ain't got them, I don't know what the you was doing. I don't know what the you was doing.
I'm out. I got to pick up new one.
What? I thought you grow your own shit.
No, I don't grow my own shit anymore. I don't have space anymore.
Oh, yeah. I mean, why you just can't grow like a little small, like a little, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm looking into that, to pick up a small tent and all the stuff I need.
Micro, what do you call it, micro growing?
No, micro is not for me, and you only got the choice of lowriders and a few other species. Better get a tent of normal size, 6 feet or something in height, and then you can grow like five, six normal plants.
So the micro brewing, what is micro brewing though? That's just making a bunch of little small plants.
Micro growing is growing in a very small space, like in a cupboard or some other space, something you make, and that's not pretty high, so you're limited to a few plants that don't grow that high.
Hmm. All righty.
I'll post a link in the chat room to the lowrider.
The lowrider. Do you have your lowrider? Get the lowrider. Oh. Yeah, y'all might hear my voices pretty soon doing voiceovers. This is one of my famous ones.
We are the Borg. Lower your shield and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service.
I did this one too.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Sheep flying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless,
talk to me like
heartless,
that, Chevy.
Fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Anybody hear that tapping?
Yep.
Somebody's trying to fucking break out of their cell. Let me out! Warden! Warden, let me out! You know, they ain't got the cups no more to be scraping across the bars and shit. You know what I'm saying? All right, people. It's time to get into the Nutty News of the Day, man. Brought to you by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Okay. What kind of grooving music should we get? Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do. What you doing, Sinai?
Wait a minute.
Stop in the chat room.
Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Goddamn, Cyanide. Get out of the basement. Get out of the basement. You guys, he's building a time machine. He's already...
Do you mind telling me what this is all about, mister?
Huh?
What? Well, you guys don't even have a basement.
I'm here to chew bubble gum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubble gum.
Oh, yeah? Hey, brother, we got basements, all right?
Oh, not according to Jekyll.
Yeah, hell no, we ain't got no basements in Florida. You get a basement if you motherfucking want to. Your ass going to be in the goddamn aquifer and shit. You're going to be in some motherfucking water. Shit.
Well, yeah, you build that. Build a house on
we
a hill.
We got to build up. Yeah, we got to build up. And then, you know what I'm saying, then you can do that. But other than that, no, you ain't finna be doing no digging around here. Yeah, they don't even allow digging like that, you know what I'm saying, in Tampa. You got to dig with a permit. Because you had to dig too motherfucking deep, you know what I'm saying, you're going to strike water. So, yeah. They don't allow no just random digging. Motherfuckers just want to go pop up holes, you know what I'm saying, start digging and shit. Hell no. Nah. They got the way they got stuff ran is everything is underground here. You know what I'm saying? All our telephone lines, cable, you know what I'm saying? All that shit is down there ran underground. So if you start digging, you're either going to hit a gas line, you're going to hit a telephone line, or you're going to hit a power line.
Want to hear a nutty fact about the Netherlands?
Uh-oh. Here we go, people. This is off the beat of the news.
Half our country is below sea level. That's it.
Half the country?
Is below sea level. If you take away the dikes, if you take away the delta works, half our country would flood. Literally.
So what was keeping it there?
Dikes, the delta works and all that stuff. The Dutch people know a lot about water and how to do it. They even built an entire province out of the sea. They just, I don't know how to call it in English, but they took out the water and made land there.
Dang. Well, ain't that what Italy did too? Cause they just built on top of the goddamn water.
Venice, you mean?
Yeah, down in Venice, yeah.
Yeah,
the whole city is
on
top of the water. Yeah, I went down. I went to the Carnival de Venice. That was
mm-hmm.
a freaky, freaky fucking sight. You know what I'm saying? It was cool during the daytime, but nighttime hit and all these goddamn freaks came out. Man, I was what the fuck is going on with this shit? I mean, freaks. I don't mean like sexual. you know, chicks that want to get it on. I mean, some real fucking freaks, like weirdos, like, what the hell? I mean, motherfuckers during the daytime had masks on and shit. These summer bitches came out with no mask on and was weirder than the motherfuckers with masks on.
Yeah, and you're still wondering if it's a man or a woman.
I'm like, what the f- is, I mean, when nighttime fell, it really, I thought I was lost in the goddamn movie, because the entire scene around changed, like, dramatically. Like, all the costumes ran away or hid away, and all these other fucking weird motherfucking people just replaced them. You know what I'm saying? And the shit was just out of a movie. And I was in. And then I was only, it seemed like I was the only brother, you know what I'm saying, in Italy, period. Because I'm walking around, motherfuckers coming all up to me, you know, wanting to take pictures with me and shit. I'm like,
yeah, what the
bitch,
fuck?
I ain't Wesley Snipes, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck? Look, it's Wesley. Nah, bitch, I'm not Wesley Snipes, motherfucker. I'm that black, but no, that's not me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. 2-1-4, 2-1-4. No, bitch, I'm not Wesley Snipes. But, yeah, I got a lot of pictures, you know what I'm saying, taken with me. I don't know, people kept coming up to me and touching my face and shit. I'm like,
you gotta be kidding.
Yeah, for real. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like,
when was that, in the 50s?
Huh?
When was that, in the 50s?
Damn, you done went there on me, huh? It's all good, brother. It's all good, brother. This was in the 90s, alright? It was in the 90s.
Oh, man. I didn't know that Italy was that far behind.
1998, matter of fact. Shit, they still riding on the gondolas and shit. Oh, what a Milo. Oh, what a Bisto. Well, yeah, one of them shit. Not too spicy, eh? Yeah. That's all I motherfucking know. You see how fucked up America is? Boy, they go ahead and they mimic every goddamn thing. They done took the goddamn gondola boat and put it on a fucking Rice and Roni commercial.
You gotta be kidding.
Kind of a meat commercial. What a fucking, oh, what a Milo. Oh, what a Milo. Oh, what a beast. Not too spicy, eh? Get the fuck out of here, man. Stop stealing shit. Motherfuckers. Hire some Mexicans in Taco Bell, goddammit. Shit. I'm going to go on a protest. Shit. Alright. Have we started the news yet? No, we haven't. Because we are now in the news. And we're in Washington, D.C. Guess who we're next to? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Miss Brie. Miss Brie.
Who?
Brie.
Are you all right, yeah. Maddie?
Miss Brie. Fuck it. We're next to our Heavenly Angels.
Are you still making a mistake? Washington, D.C. Is nowhere near Heavenly Angels.
No, I'm saying, well, okay, yeah, Washington is, this is the fooling image that they have us under. This is the veil that the American people are under. They have you thinking that Washington is sitting right next to Washington, D.C., like they sisters and shit. But they ain't nowhere apart, I mean, near each other, people. They're totally separate. Two separate beats. Hell, Washington ain't even owned by the United States, so get that out your whole thinking.
And someone
they're
from
Colombians.
The Netherlands has to tell you that.
They're Colombians. Goddamn Colombians own a piece of the United States. I ain't got all that.
Are you rolling up? Are you rolling up? I think so, because you're not able to talk at the moment. So
no, I wasn't rolling up. What I was doing was this tobacco, right? It had got wet, so I had to dry it off real quick. You know what I'm saying? I had to dry it off. Yeah. right, Obama signs the Press Freedom Act. No questions. Man, y'all better get the fuck out of here with this bullshit. There was some rich irony at the White House today. President Obama signed the Press Freedom Act and then promptly refused to take any questions. The new law expands the State Department's annual human rights reports to include a description of press freedoms in each country. It seemed a good opportunity to showcase press freedom in this country. I don't know what the fuck that means, but all right. We still got, I always thought it was the freedom of press. I didn't know that it needed to be enacted for an amendment that already said you got a motherfucking freedom of press. But you had to come back and make an act for it. I think that's an act. Oh, my bad. My bad.
Oh, have fun on Broadway.
Oh, man. Where did they get this stuff, people? Where did they get this stuff? I don't know. All right. We're over here in Alabama. Good old Bama. You ever been to Alabama? You know anybody in Bama?
Do I want to know anybody in Alabama? I wonder.
Yeah, I mean, do you know anybody in Bama, Alabama?
I don't.
All righty then. Well, guess what? Teacher uses assassination of Obama for geometry problem.
Was she planning?
Oh, man. What are these people coming to, man? Y'all serious? All right. A Jefferson County teacher picked the wrong example when he used assassinating President Barack Obama as a way to teach angles to his geometry students. Hold on, I got to get this award lined up. Hold on. Before I even read the rest of that, I mean,
God,
yeah.
Damn.
Man. All right. Just want to line that up real quick, you know what I'm saying? Because you should get cussed out, too, but I ain't going to cuss you out. I'm just going to give you your award so we can keep the show moving, you know what I'm saying? And won't waste too much time on them. All right, so, yeah, so. Do-do-do-do-do. Okay. Someone alerted authorities, and the corner high school math teacher was questioned by the Secret Service. But was not taken into custody or charged with any crime. Right. The teacher was apparently teaching his geometry students about parallel lines and angles. He used the example of where to stand and aim if shooting Obama. Okay. Since they didn't fire you, I'll have to go ahead and give you another award.
Lying piece of sack of shit. Slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
You would think that teachers are smart.
I mean, come on, people. I mean...
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
Fucking teachers. The hell wrong with y'all, man. All right, let me get the... A little jazzy music going on. Boy, that's crazy. These are the people that's teaching your kids, though. This is what y'all sending y'all kids to school to learn. You feel me? You wonder why I preach homeschool. You know what I'm saying? Or hire a goddamn educator to come to your house and teach your kids at home. Put their ass on a schedule. You know what I'm saying? And teach their ass at home. Fuck all that motherfucking school social interaction bullshit. They'll interact with motherfucking kids in the neighborhood and everywhere else. You know what I'm saying? All that shit is long gone out of fuck prom, homecoming and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, that ain't what the future needs to be about. You know what I'm saying? Because kids getting caught up in that shit these days. But, you know, parents don't even use that shit, you know what I'm saying, like they used to as an incentive. So why they don't have this shit? You know what I'm saying? ain't gonna say that, cause then you know the good kids. Well, we took away prom, but we was good. Shut the fuck up, you little bastard. All right. Yeah, you know, we were good. Daytona Beach, Florida, armed with stun gun. Woman chased Wendy's worker. Right. Man, come on, people. Angered that drive-through workers at a Wendy's botched her order, a Florida woman stormed the Daytona Beach restaurant this morning and tried to tase an employee with a stun gun. Melanie's Reed, 20, reportedly became enraged after fast food workers failed to provide her with the requisite number of mustard and mayonnaise packets. Hey, up to the now, man. But you didn't get enough mustard. You done came and tied and tased a motherfucker.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Come on, people. Come on, people. I mean, is it that serious? Remember I read the ad where they had the other chick tore up the McDonald's and shit because they fucked the order up? If it's through cash registers and everything, if it's tore the goddamn whole front register up. Bitch forgot my Big Mac. I think they forgot the bitch cheeseburger or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Bitch had like a goddamn $60 order and shit. You big bitch, you shouldn't be in there ordering all that shit no goddamn way. Maybe miss one cheeseburger off the goddamn order. This bitch came in tearing shit up. Get your big ass out of here, man. What the hell going on? All right, a little Shelly K in the background. We're in Connecticut, where a Senate candidate lied about serving in Vietnam. He must be one of the Bushes. Did I say that? Yes, I did. At a ceremony honoring veterans and senior citizens who sent presents to soldiers overseas, Attorney General Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut rose and spoke of an earlier time in his life. We have learned something important since the days that I have served in Vietnam. Right. Mr. Blumenthal said to the group gathered in Norwalk in March 2008, there was one problem. Yeah. Mr. Blumenthal, a Democrat now running for the United States Senate, hint, hint, never served in Vietnam. That's the kind of liars that we want in the Senate. Yeah. We'll see you, Mr. Blumenthal. Mother. Y'all think I'm lying, too. I bet you'll see that motherfucker, Senator Blumenthal, next goddamn term. And they done gave his ass a motherfucking seat. All right. They don't want honest people in the Senate, people. They need crooks and liars to keep the fucking system right. I mean, wrong. In Washington, D.C., family values, Republican, to resign because of affair. Yeah. Eight-term Republican Mark Souder will announce his resignation after it came to light that he was conducting an affair with a female staffer who worked in his district office. Multiple senior House sources indicated that the extent of the affair would have landed Souder before the House Ethics Committee. He was elected as a family values conservative as part of the Republican Revolution in 1994. Right. It's the same shit. See, listen. Listen, people. And this is just my speculation, my conspiracy theory. Okay? Let's go ahead. We just dragged Tiger Woods through the sexual scandal shit. All right? And the American people was, ooh, Tiger! Bad Tiger! Bad Tiger! You shouldn't have did that. Bad Tiger! Okay, now get your ass back on the golf course. Right. Okay, now, you bringing this little motherfucker here, unknown Republican, whoever the fuck, nobody cares. okay? You bring him into the light, okay? And now, after you go ahead and bring him into the light, then you can throw Obama into the motherfucking light. Because he's going to be the next one on the motherfucking burner. Because, you know, I already know they said he was sleeping with somebody during the motherfucking run of his campaign. Like, nobody knew that shit. Like, none of them 18 motherfucking thousand reporters that was up his ass every minute on the minute knew what the fuck or what in the fuck was going on. I'll buy that for no dollars. All right. Let's keep it moving, man. Goddamn government. Fucking government sucks. Fucking government sucks, man. Fucking sucks. Old prehistoric goddamn Easter eggs, man. Really sucks. And I don't believe in Easter, so that's how much it really sucks. Okay. Get a little Eli in the background. Okay. Somerville. We're over in Somerville where a union official embezzled $85,000 for go-go bars. What the fuck is a go-go bar? A strip club?
I have no idea.
All right. A former carpenters union official from Somerset County was convicted in federal court in Trenton of pocketing $85,000 from the organization to host hundreds of lunchtime drinking sprees at go-go bars. Strip club people, I assume that's what those are. A jury found Sean Clark, 45, guilty of embezzlement for using the union's American Express card during more than 450 visits over 7 years to watering holes. Yeah, I guess that's what they call them, huh? Nowadays. They're not strip clubs anymore, people. They're watering holes. Right. Oh, man. All right, I'm going to give you some scary facts coming up in just a second. We're in Ohio. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. Where intoxicated teen assaulted, spit blood at cop. Ugh. At prom. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. She's a bad bitch. Yeah. Meet Jessica Halter, the Ohio student 18. Oh, sorry, people. Y'all will read about her on the TV. They're going to play up just like that. But, you know. She was arrested at her high school prom after she drunkenly assaulted a policeman, tried to kick a paramedic, and spewed a bloody ball of spit at one cop, according to a Lorain Police Department report. An officer working the North Ridge Ville High School prom was approached by school administrators who had received several complaints about the highly intoxicated Halter. That's a fucked up name. You got your name after a bra. Hey, Halter, do you have your Halter top on? Oh, my bad. This is a little corny. Good old Woody Allen. Yeah. Says Obama should be granted dictatorial powers. Dictatorial. I don't know what the hell I just said. Yeah, dick. Yeah, they're going to dick it to you if you do. Dictatorial. What the fuck is y'all smoking on? What crack are y'all smoking on, man? Woody Allen said it would be a cool idea for President Barack Obama to be dictator for a few years. Allen says, I am pleased with Obama. I think he's brilliant. The Republican Party should get out of his way and stop trying to hurt him. The director took nude photos of his lover, Mia Farrow's teenage adopted daughter, Sunyai Previn, and then ended up marrying her. Farrow also said he molested their 7-year-old adopted daughter. So, who the cares about what Woody Allen says?
Nobody. He's a nutcase.
Fucking pedophile, what it is. Fucking little kid ass grabber, man. Yeah, I like to grab little kids' ass for a living. Yeah, that's what I do. And I'm not even a clown. Oh, did I say that? All right.
He's a scary little man. He's a scary
or Santa man. Claus. Oops, did I say that? All right. Well, this is one scary fact. One or two out of 1,000 wake up during surgery. That's kind of fucked up, especially if your whole goddamn mouth is open or your whole goddamn stomach is open. You don't really want to be waking up to no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's not something you want to look down and be like, hey, look at my insides. Yeah. Don't think you're going to be doing that. But when Carol Weyer was having her right eye surgically removed, she woke up hearing disco music. Wow. Playing Saturday Night Fever? The next thing she heard was, cut deeper, pull harder. She desperately wanted to scream or even move a finger to signal to doctors that she was awake. But the muscle relaxant she'd received prevented her from controlling her movements. Wow. About one or two people in every 1,000 may wake up during general anesthesia. Anesthesia, excuse me. That's fucked up. You walk, oh, man, I don't even want to read that no more. Anything that's got your eyeballs concerned, you know what I'm saying? That just, that hurt. Everybody, hold your eye, hold your eye. Ow, 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 that hurt. All right.
I had eye surgery.
You did? Did you have it removed?
I had laser eye surgery to get my eyes fixed. I was is that right English word? Bisighted? When you see far and when you have to look close up, close, it's good, and when you look far, it's pretty vague.
Yeah, you talking about it was you got far sighted, and then you got near sighted. You got near sighted, and then you got far sighted. Far sighted, I believe, is when you can't see far away, and near sighted.
Yeah,
you can't see close. Bisighted is when you see two chicks walking together. That's right. I had to catch that one while it was still hot. You know what I'm saying? It was still hot. All right. We're in New York, people, where Muslims are planning second mosque near Ground Zero. Does anybody care? I mean, hey, they didn't fucking knock down the towers, so who the fuck cares? All right. As controversy surrounds the construction of a 13-story, unlucky 13, but all right, mosque just two blocks from Ground Zero, in effort to place a second mosque close to the hallowed site in New York City is in its advanced stages. The Masjid Mosque has raised $8.5 million and is seeking an additional $2.5 million to begin construction. The website, appealing for donations, boldly states that it plans to build the House of Allah next to the World Trade Center. Help us raise the flag of La Ilaha Illa Allah in downtown Manhattan. Yes, it actually said all of that. I can't believe I just said all of that. All right. Let's keep it moving. And we're in Cleveland. Oh, I got two more to go, people. I'll let you guys rest, man. We're over here in Obama's land. Obama's aunt is granted asylum. Yeah, stopping deportation to Kenya. That's what I'm talking about. Not really, but that's what the news is. A U.S. immigration court granted asylum to President Barack Obama's African aunt, allowing her to stay in the country. People who seek asylum must show that they face persecution in their homeland on the basis of religion, race, nationality, political opinion, or membership in a social group.
So that means I need to be getting the fuck up out of the U.S. and seeking political asylum in Africa. Oh, nobody caught that one. Okay, her first asylum request was rejected, and she was ordered deported in 2004. But she didn't leave the country. Yeah, and continued to live in public housing in Boston. Getting right. So all you got to do, people, wait them out. Stall them out, people. Just stall them out. I'm not going anywhere. Get some crazy glue in. There you go. I'm permanent. I'm here. All righty. Or you can do like the other dumbass did and try to go hide in the fucking mountains, in the goddamn snowy mountains, where they'll probably find you because there's nobody up there. Yeah. Richland, Washington. $20,000 was found hidden in a state sale furniture. That's what I'm talking about. A worker at a furniture liquidation business found bundles of cash hidden in the back of an armoire, something like that. The owners of the company, who what?
An armoire?
Yeah, that thing.
It's a French word for, a nice table, something like that, with some storage space in it.
Oh, a coffee table with drawers. All right, I got you. The owners of the company, Liz and Mark Thompson of ET Estate Sales and Liquidation, traced the furniture to an estate sale and were able to return $20,000 to the family of the owner. The Tri-City Herald reports the money belongs to Ron Davidson's sister, a 78-year-old widow. Well, that is the cool way to end off the nutty news, people. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. And that will do it for the Nutty News of the Day, brought to you part by NuttyNewsOfTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news. You know what I'm saying? And like I always say, never believe what I'm saying. Won't read it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, fill in the bleeps. You know, I'm trying to keep this a family show. You know?
Well, it's a good time for me to break in. Because I gotta go. I'm really hungry. I gotta go to the store, get something to eat. And more important than that, I gotta go to the coffee shop to get me something to smoke.
Going to the coffee shop. Smoking at the coffee shop. Oh, I ain't got that song. Oh.
No, I'm not smoking in the coffee shop. In and out, in and out.
Oh. Why? You don't like it? What is it? Was it just a different feeling, you know, sitting there smoking or something? Or?
Yeah, it's a coffee shop in my town that's not fun to hang out at.
Oh, what kind of shit is that? You guys need smells to come on up there and smoke it out. Yeah, blunts all around. Blunts all around. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, beam me out. And
all right, here we go, people. Let's go ahead and beam Mr. Cyanide out. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to the show today, man. All the way from the Netherlands, people.
I'll see you on Weed Day Wednesday.
That's real. It's going down. Smoke them if you got them. If you ain't, what the f*** is you doing? The f*** is you doing? All right, Mr. Cyanide. Holla at your brother.
See you tomorrow.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Okay. I suggest one. All right, people. Let's go ahead, man, and keep it moving. Shouts out to... Alexander, A84 there, Mr. Cyanide, Miss Heavenly Angel, hola, como esta, mi amigo, Jaime, Garcia, and the official two-man army, Miss Michelle hanging out, with young R, young Ron, you know what I'm saying, big ups to y'all out there doing it real big, and, yeah, that's how we do it, man, so, let's get into one song real quick, man, and, yeah, it's going out. Don't forget, man, we got a lot of movements going on, man. Y'all can help us out by contacting local legislation, you know what I'm saying, and telling
them
to.
Save the clock tower! Save the clock tower!
But on a serious note, you know what I'm saying? We down there in front of that motherfucking courthouse, man. I'll be down there tomorrow, and then I had the videos uploaded by tomorrow. I didn't have a chance to. Uploading today, But you will be able to see what's going on tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So y'all check that out.
Now I'm tuned to the greatest.
Trick Daddy artist on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good. Uh-huh.
Where the business is, man, it's your boy BJ Sugar, and you in tune to the sound of the Puppet Master, you dig? What a look like. Holla for the boy. Yeah.
Don't want to forget about Florida UFOs, you know what I'm saying, DJ Party Time, hanging out on the show live, you know what I'm saying, Miss Connie Burton, Dog Life, everybody out there riding out, Wrecking the Game Radio, Cap Smell So Good, and Star Shit Smell of Pride.
German rock wilder, bite on the gang cause I gotta bring the pain. Addicted to me, I'm addicted to you. Coming real strong, hitting like swine flu. Never gonna stop doing what I gotta do. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grabbing real quick. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grabbing real quick. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning.
Never in the club, get fresh like me. No dress code cause the bar's on me. VIP cracking. Yellow girls, can't you see? Rose, low, hitting back, that's a drink. Cigars on fire like a stunt yet extinct. Purple, purple, the OG tree. To the parking lot, side show, let it be. Six figures going like Marshall D. You hear me say ching with the ching, that's me. Got the club cracking like lobster tails, I'm macking. Money on deck, club pimping, never slacking. Six figures girl in the club while I'm rapping. They can go wild like a pit bull snapping. Party real hard, make the club go bananas. They can go wild, blow it up like a cannon. Yo, six figures, party stay active.
Hot Steps Magazine, KCGT, and Knockar Entertainment presents 12 dance crews competing for a $2,000 prize. Hip-hop, crunk, and dancehall. It's all happening Saturday, May 22nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston. There will be celebrity judges and performances.
Hold up, don't forget.
Russell Ferguson, Ernest Enoch Phillips, Status Quo, Ricardo Foster Jr., Anna Rockefeller Garcia, Hot Steps Dance Crew, YBS, and United Styles Crew.
All on Saturday, May 22nd at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston, New England. Don't miss this event. For tickets and info, call 617-233-3631.
HotStepsMagazine.com.
Hip-hop, crunk, dancehall, and much more. Saturday, May 22nd. All brought to you by Hot Steps Magazine, the hottest dance competition in New England.